Hello guys, welcome back to the Middle Class Podcast. I actually have not done this in a while. I have not recorded in a while. The reason being was I actually got quite sick. I think about a few weeks ago, I got pretty sick. I was basically bedridden for like a week. Just over a week, I think. And then right when I was clear to go, I guess, I've just been busy with work and just a whole bunch of things. And also Last of Us. Last of Us really fucked up my scheduling with a lot of stuff. And anytime I wanted to do something, I was like, I need to play Last of Us. Kind of need to play a fucking Persona 4 too, because I have not finished that game. And I think I've only done like 6-7 hours. And I know for a fact that I can play that game for a whole lot more. So I think I might have to squeeze in that whenever. And also, I'm now addicted to JoJo. And the problem with JoJo's is that the seasons are long as fuck. Like, season 4, I'm currently watching Golden Wind, just because I'm actually reading Diamond is Unbreakable. And you can kind of, I've already talked to a lot of friends about JoJo's, and their main focus is usually season 1, 2, and 3. And honestly, it's if the anime isn't, even if the fifth season of the anime doesn't have much to do with the first season. I mean, obviously, it's the Joestar family. Like, it's always a connection. But if you watch season 5 without watching season 3, it's not going to be that much of an effect, if you know what I mean. So I'm currently watching Golden Wind on episode 30, actually. So I've basically been binge watching this show anytime I'm free, anytime I'm not working, even like going to work during my breaks, stuff like that. I've been watching JoJo, so yeah, I've been whole JoJo. I've been focusing a lot on JoJo the last few days, and also I've been reading the manga too. I've actually had the first 4 volumes of Diamond is Unbreakable, and I know the 5th volume is the last one to be turned to in English copy, but I'm probably gonna get that whenever I have time. And yeah, so today I'm actually gonna talk about, it's just gonna be a quick one, I'm gonna talk about one of the reasons why the anime that really got me into anime again. I know every fucking week I say this, but it's true. I think currently I've always fucking love anime. I have a fucking podcast about anime. I have my whole room is anime. But just recently, last 2 weeks, I feel like I'm back to that. Like, I'm back to like that first month or two of watching anime, because I'm legit watching so much every day. Like, I would watch like 10 episodes of anime a day, and I don't think I've done that in for a while. Like, I'm watching a lot of JoJo's, I'm watching a lot of Haganai. I've watched the first 2 seasons of Haganai the last week or two. I watched Bigata HK, which I finished. What was the other show? Apart from Bigata, I was watching another show apart from Bigata, but I'm trying to remember. I was also watching Grand Blue. I finished Grand Blue. I was watching a few episodes of Devilman Crybaby, a few episodes of Beastars, but there's a few, those are the kind of shows that I haven't really finished, so I probably need to finish that anytime soon. But the show that got me really back to anime is a small show called Plastic Fucking Memories. That's right. It was a Tuesday. I think it was my final day of, I guess, being sick, or like my final day of not working, like not staying at home, because I have to, you know, because I have to rest and stuff. And I was like, what am I gonna do? I think by that time on the day, I have actually not watched a lot of anime in the last week or so. And then I don't think I watched a single episode of anything for like a whole week. And then fucking Plastic Memories went on, and I saw on Crunchyroll that Plastic Memories is on, and then I've been hearing that it's one of those animes that can make you cry, and those feels animes, really gets to me, and I do really want to. I really want to watch like every single. Like, if you tell me a show cry, a show made you cry, I would actually like consider watching that show, because I don't know. It's a good. It's not a. I mean, it's one of those things, because it not every anime can make you cry, and there's to me there's so many animes too that sort of a hit or miss. Like with Clannad, I didn't cry for Clannad. I didn't cry for Anohana. I didn't cry for... There's a few sad animes that I just don't cry from. But, like, for example, Your Lie in April, I cry like a little bitch. I cried at watching Makia. Like, there's certain animes that make me cry and make people cry, but... I don't know. I'm just, like... It's, like, one of those things that can attract me to a show. If you want me to watch the show you're watching, or you want me to watch a show that you love, tell me that you cried over it, and I would probably consider it. So Plastic Memories actually was one of the shows recently that made me cry like a little biatch. And if you guys don't know what Plastic Memories is about, it's about this guy called Tsukasa who is working in this corporation and in this company called the SAI company. And this is like in the future where they have androids, like robots, but they legit look like humans. They act like humans. They're basically humans, like on the outside, but on the inside they're not. I mean, the main difference is that they have obviously better capabilities than a human being, but also they have a much shorter lifespan than a human being. Like a human being, let's say the average person can live up to like 7 years or something like that. I don't know if that's the actual median of people's ages, but let's say 70. They call them giftiers. These androids only live up to about 9 years old, I think. So by the time they reach their life expectancy, they would have to be decommissioned. Basically, they have to be it's not like they in a way they're expired. So they have to be taken in to either their memories are refreshed or their bodies get recycled or things like that. And the Tsukasa guy is introducing this a section of the company, and his job is to retrieve other giftiers, these other androids who are about to expire. And his partner is this girl called Isla, who herself is an android, or a giftier. The main problem is her lifespan, because she's a veteran, her lifespan is no longer that long. And there's a lot of things that ups and downs, and obviously I don't want to spoil the show, but again, it's really predictable. Like, even me saying the fucking, even with me saying the synopsis, and it's legit in the synopsis and fucking my anime list. Like, I cried, and Isla doesn't live that long, doesn't have that long of a lifespan. You know what happens at the end. I'm not gonna say it, but you know what happened at the end. Let's be honest. And honestly, it's a fucking good show. I would really recommend it. Like I said, I fucking bawled at the end. It wasn't like my worst. I wasn't like the crying like that badly, but I mean, I like to think I wasn't, but I think I was, to be honest. Like, but I don't know. It's a good show. It's a good ride. The start is very good. Like, I would say the first few episodes is excellent, because it's not just about romance. There's a bit about the way they retrieve these giftiers, and there's even an episode where one of the giftiers they're trying to retrieve goes berserk, and they basically have to retrieve her. And there's this sort of very psychopath-ish scene. Obviously Psychopaths does it a lot better, but if you've seen Psychopaths the first episode as well, and remember how much of a thrill ride that is, that was fucking excellent. That was an extremely good scene. extremely good episode. The first, I think, Psychopaths to me, honestly, after watching the first episode, I thought the whole show was gonna be a bit like that for the whole time, but there wasn't. I mean, Psychopaths was sort of up and down for me, to be honest, but I don't want to talk about Psychopaths in an episode about Plastic Memories, but there's this episode in Plastic Memories that reminds me of Psychopaths, and I really like that episode. And honestly, the first few episodes were really solid. Like, I would say it's really, really good. Sort of midway, they no longer emphasize on the giftier retrieval aspect and more on Isla and Tsukasa as a couple. And this is, to me, the worst part about the show, is that because they're not tied to a manga, they can technically do as... They can technically have their own sort of... make their own story. They can improve. The best part about not having an anime, a manga that you have to do, is that if you're not adapting a manga, is that you can make your own stories. You can make your own decisions. And the thing is, when a manga makes the wrong decisions or makes the decisions that a lot of people don't like, even if it's so super duper, like, that's why, like, Usagi Drop, Sakura So, even though they made bad decisions in the light novel after the anime ended, they can't do anything about it. Like, they have to actually do what's in the light novel or in the manga. And even if it's bad, that's why they decided not to do a season, like an extra season. Because rather than making a bad anime or a bad season of anime, they'd rather just not make it at all. And the thing is, when you don't have a manga or a light novel that you have to adapt, is that you can make your own decisions. And a lot of the times, it can even be a better decision than what a normal manga or light novel would make. But I don't know why they restricted themselves to 13 episodes, especially if there's... I think there's a bit more of an interesting... Because I'm not going to lie... The cast in this anime is actually quite interesting. I feel like I would fall more in love with certain characters if they gave us more time with them. And I didn't really like that it felt so time constricting. Like, 13 episodes for this show is so short. Like, why not give us an 18 episode season? I know anime has to do... It's like, I used to think anime has... Because most anime is like 12, 13, and then like 22, 26, right? Something like that. Like, but you see a lot more animes now where it's like 18 episodes, or 10 episodes, 11 episodes, 26, 25, 20, or... Like, a lot of animes now have... Like, they don't have to follow a certain type of, airing timetable, I guess. Like, they can air whenever... whatever weeks they want, whatever time frame they want. And I feel like this show could really go for another 5 episodes, in my opinion. Just flesh out the story a little bit more. There's also, like, a risk, because it might make the anime worse. But if they could just keep the quality, just tell us more about these other characters. Tell us more about this giftiest that we're trying to retrieve. And it's just the final few episodes. It was, I think, the final arc of the show, like the final half, the second half, was legit mostly the romance between them. And I don't really hate the fact that that was the case. Like, I love that. But I feel like we also have a few things that the story could have fleshed out. And I think that's most of people's biggest gripe with it. And also the fact that it had such a unique and aspect with the story. Like, it's quite a fun and interesting premise. But the fact that I think it's because of the time constriction, they can't really flesh it out. Instead, they just made it into this normal rom-com, which, again, I don't mind, but they could have made this something a bit more than that. And I can understand why a lot more people wouldn't like this show. it's just, this is the type of show I like. Like, everyone's like, what? Do you like this fucking show? Like, it's not even that great. Like, a lot of the times, I don't even, like, I'm like, I get you. But, still, this is the kind of stuff I eat up. Like, I understand, like, if you don't like this show, I actually would not really, like, I wouldn't, like, really go against it. Like, I understand. But, also, the show is, I don't know, there's something about the show, like, it's just my guilt, not really a guilty pleasure, but because it's actually a pretty solid show. Like, it's not even, like, a shit show that I just happen to kind of like. Like, World's End Harem, it's a shit manga, but I like it. Like, but Plastic Memories, I think, is an actually solid anime. Like, it's a 6 or 7 out of 10, but because it's my type of show, and I happen to really, really like Isla, like, really love Isla, that bumps it up to an 8. But let's be honest, if I didn't really like the main character, or if this isn't the kind of anime that I usually fawn over for, I wouldn't really rate it that high. But again, I feel like the time, there's that time constriction. I feel like a few extra episodes. It doesn't need to be 5 extra episodes. It could be like 3 more episodes. But I need more Isla. I need more Isla. And I think they handled some of the, like, especially the sad scenes, especially like toward the final episode, really well. And the main characters are actually quite likable. No, I mean, Tsukasa, again, I'm usually not super into the male protagonist, especially in romance-driven shows. I always find the females to be a lot more interesting. Usually it's because I pay more interest with the female characters. But also I don't think a lot of male characters in anime, because I think that's sort of like our point of view, which is from the male side, especially a lot of anime. That's why they don't give a lot of male characters in a lot of like romance animes too much of a personality, perhaps, or not as interesting of a personality as the female counterparts. Maybe that's the case because we're sort of in the male protagonist's point of view. But again, that might be the case, but also it might be because I just don't pay too much attention to the dudes, and instead pay more attention to the girls, obviously, because I'm a dude and I like cute girls. I like cute anime girls. Okay, I fucking did a fucking episode about the anime girls that I like, and Isla is one of them now. Okay, and but honestly, even then, I say that this is the type of show that I eat up. I actually recently watched World's End, not World's End, never. World End, what's that, the full name of that show? It's like a fucking long ass, Shumatsu Nani Shitemasu, fucking hell. Shumatsu Nani Shitemasu ka, Isogashii desu ka, Sukute Moratte ii desu ka. So, World End, what do you do at the end of the world? Are you busy? Will you save us? And it's one of those, like, really sad shows, too. Apparently, like, I heard that it made a lot of people cry. But honestly, I watched it, and I thought it was fine. Like, some episodes I was really interested in, but I don't know. As a whole, I feel like it's so rushed. I couldn't believe, like, they're ending this fucking thing in 12 episodes. When I heard that there's no second season, I was like, are you serious? Like, this should have been, like, the first half of the show should have been one whole season, and the second half should be the other season. Like, I don't even mind if it's, like, 11 and 11, or 10 on 10, but 12 for the whole thing, to me, is just way too short to even care about any of the other characters, to be honest. But, honestly, the action scenes are pretty cool. The main girl character is actually quite interesting, and she's actually quite lovely. And honestly, even the male protagonist is actually pretty fucking dope. So I would say it's a fine show. Like, I'll give it like a 6. Ooh, Machiko did one of the voice, was voicing one of the characters. Machiko, if you guys don't know, is the theme song performer for the Konosuba movies. Movie and the two shows. And apparently she also did voice acting. But a lot of voice actors actually started off, a lot of singers in Japan started off as voice actors. And also a lot of voice actors started off as in idols or as a singer, funnily enough. So I think overall with Plastic Memories, I think it's honestly a really good show. Like, I really recommend people seeing it. But also it's one of those ones where I feel like half of the people I recommend would love this show and the other half would be like, eh, it's all right. It's one of those ones. It's not a Steins Gate. It's not one of those shows that I think like 90% of people I recommend would love, like Konosuba. Like, I would say most people would love Konosuba. If you've never seen them, if you've never seen Konosuba and I recommend Konosuba, I would, and then you don't like it, I would be quite surprised. But with Plastic Memories, I would say most people watch, like half the people I recommend to would give it like an 8 or a 9 even. But also, a lot of people would give it like a 4 or 5 or a 6. That's what I think this show, it's like, it can be a hit or a miss for certain people. And I just want to keep, I just want you guys to keep that in mind. I think that'll be it. Plastic Memories review, also sort of like an update, but hopefully I can upload more stuff. I'm trying to make it shorter, just because the thing is, sometimes I don't have that much time, and honestly, there are times when, what, I have to record for 30 minutes talking? To me, that's like, I don't have that much time, so I either don't have the time, or I don't want to spend a majority of my free time that I don't have much of on recording something. So I guess, I don't know, if I had no job or I was just fucking quarantining the whole time, probably I would upload a lot more, but hey, got shit to do. Hopefully you guys have a good day or night or whatever you're having, and hope to see you later. Bye.